brother. What's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
dig
like,
it.
Stop right on.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let me go back and have a swing at that again. Welcome to the new Earl Ingram Show at 540 a.m. WAUK. How you doing, Evan?
Oh, it rings true. It feels good. And I am negative, sir. I'm negative. Let the people know. I took a test this morning. I feel great. Good to be back.
Congratulations. And I just want to say to those of you who may be joining me and wondering what I'm talking about with the new Earl Ingram Show. Yes, 540 AM WAUK. And right now I'm on 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
You're just getting in the headspace.
Until around the middle of February when our new radio station and studios will open up in Waukesha. And my time slot will then go from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. I'm really excited about having the opportunity to get back on the airways and get back in the game. So let me do this. I want to welcome my guest, State Senator Lena Taylor. First off, congratulations on your decision to run for mayor of the city of Milwaukee. How are you doing, Senator Taylor?
Thank you so much, Earl, for having me, and I'm doing well, and thank you for the congratulations. I'm really excited. Hello to you and your listeners.
So hold on. Somebody wants to say hello to you.
Thank you for the show.
Tell who you are.
Damari Harris. It's good for the show.
Well, hello. You over there helping your pops out.
I play the drums in the band.
All right.
Yes.
All right. He said he wanted to say hello to you, Senator Taylor.
I'm so glad. And I know he played the drums. I saw him with the marching band down at Juneteenth, and he was getting it in.
Yeah. He's we've had him now for 18 years. So I'm really excited about that. But anyway, let's do this. Let's for those who don't know you, tell us a little bit about State Senator Lena Taylor.
Born and raised in Milwaukee, live on the block I grew up on 15th and Capitol. I'm a lawyer by profession. I practiced law for about 10 years before I became a legislator. I've been a legislator now for almost 20 years, 18 years. I was a state rep, and then I became a state senator. I'm a fierce fighter, an advocate for the people, and I'm one of those kind of legislators who believes in rolling up her sleeves and, you know, putting in the work. So you'll find me wherever the people are, on the ground.
So if you are fortunate enough to become Milwaukee's next mayor, what would be the focus from the get-go, as we used to say? What would be the number one thing? There's so many things to focus on, but what do you think would be the first place that you would put your energy into? There's so many places that need to be addressed, exactly. But where would you begin?
Exactly. The first thing I want to say is I don't think it's just going to be one, Earl, because we got to walk and chew gum at the same time, because there are so many issues that make us challenged. We're the worst place in the nation to raise a black child and to grow up as a black American. It's a tale of two cities. We have a great downtown with a Deer District, but I would argue that opportunity is challenged in the city across the board equitably, and that in turn has a direct effect on public safety, not just public safety in regards to the crime, the violence, the reckless driving, but also public safety in regards to the lead in the water, the quality of the conditions of our schools. And so if I'm going to pick where I'm going to start with trying to do a good assessment of our resources so that what we can do is not be siloed in our work and better coordinate our work. I think the siloed effect of our work is a huge problem. And I want to create these hubs that ultimately will help with pathways to literacy, literacy of everything, Earl, from relationships, so that they know how to be a couple and a family and raise a child like you and your wife have done. I want us to be not only a place of literacy, but place of opportunity for people to learn how to get a skill from apprenticeships, pre-apprenticeships to apprenticeships in the trades, as well as some unorthodox places like agriculture and home ownership and entrepreneurship. So trying to address those silos and try to address those hubs in the areas that are most challenged would be my number one priority after, of course, assessing where we are.
So every one of those entities that you spoke about all are going to require resources. And we live in a city right now that is cash strapped and only going to get worse with the requirements of the pensions for police and fire. All of that is going to require a state legislature, which right now has not looked favorably on this city. And so that is clearly going to be a place that is going to have to look upon our city favorably. And as it does not now look favorably on Milwaukee County at all, and has not through the last county executive, in addition to the present county executive, certainly it hasn't looked favorably to the last mayor. What would you do differently to, you know, get a state that, you know, looks as though it could care less about what's happening to the city itself and the people of this city?
I want to address three things related to that. One, shared revenue with the state. The state's shared revenue presently, I want to say we're at like 2011, maybe even 2009 numbers. So just think about that, everybody. You're not dealing with the same bill level that you had in 2009 or 2011. Your bills have gone up. So imagine in our city, the bills have gone up, but our revenue has not, and that our revenue is stuck like a decade plus back. That's an issue. And I think making sure that our colleagues, my colleagues presently in Madison, that they know those numbers, because I'm going to be very candid with you. There's 132 legislators, and I question if people actually understand those numbers and see where things are. I also don't believe that there's enough communication about the amount of revenue that Milwaukee brings in to the state so that we can speak about that and try to get our fair share in that regard. The last thing before I move from shared revenue, I want to talk about, there's some efforts to do a sales tax. And I think a sales tax is a regressive way to proceed, and it's only maybe a Band-Aid or a temporary fix. So unlike many of my opponents, or most of my opponents, if not all of them, I've had an opportunity to do about 140 pieces of legislation. I'm known for working across the aisle, and so I believe that that's something I bring to the table that hopefully will be a benefit for our city. But there's a thing that we have to do, because we're not going to be able to do this just by taxing and more taxing. We've got to create new revenue streams for our city. And those revenue streams, I think, are to build new industries. So urban agriculture is an area where I know that we can not only create jobs, but we can create wealth and opportunity for individuals. I also believe we have to create entrepreneurship. We need to kind of take that creative energy and that innovative energy that exists in the people of Milwaukee and help make a way for business growth and development. That's not happened. We're rock bottom in this state for black and brown businesses. So we need to help to provide opportunity for those types of things to grow, because small businesses are the number one employer. And that's not going to be an overnight issue. We didn't get in this situation overnight. So industry development, yes, I am still interested in the sales tax and shared revenue.
So you say that you've created 100 and I don't know how many different pieces of legislation. And all of that is beautiful. But based on what I've witnessed at the state level for, I don't know, the last 20 years or more, there has been an effort from many across this state to punish the city of Milwaukee, regardless of who's been in office. Do you think that you can turn that around?
I think that it's possible. I can't tell you or make any, I don't make any promises, but I will tell you for the last 20 years, we had the same leadership that wasn't respected, that did not make the best decisions financially, and did not have the best relationship with individuals at the state level. I believe that I bring a different perspective and I bring different relationships with some of the people who have left that I started in the legislature with. But there are others, and there are individuals who want to see Milwaukee do well. They just did not have an appreciation for finding solutions with the previous mayor that we had. Unlike, I think, the previous mayor and others, I've made it a point to try to find a center with the individuals who are on the other side of the aisle. It doesn't mean that we always get our way. But it does mean, Earl, that I've been able to roll up my sleeves and get work done. Shucks, when we left the state to deny Walker quorum, I even got a bill passed during that time. And that was probably one of the most divisive times when we were away. I wasn't even in Madison.
Senator Taylor, let me ask you this before we go to break quickly. There's, I don't know how many black elected officials at the state level, 5, maybe 6.
We have two in the Senate, and we have 3 in the Senate. I'm sorry, now, and we have 7 now in the Assembly. 2 from Madison
across the state. You mean?
And 5 from five from Milwaukee. Yes, sir.
Right. Okay. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Hang on. Hold that thought. We've got to go to a break. On the line, State Senator Lena Taylor. She is a candidate for mayor of the city of Milwaukee. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show.